the new stud on the defense, is joining us right now on ESPN. It is Taco Charlton. Hey, thanks for joining us, Taco. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, great, man. How you doing? We appreciate you coming on. We know you got that Hot Boys defensive dinner tonight. Y'all always get together on third tonight before the game. Where y'all going? Y'all still doing the steakhouse, the Papa Brothers Steakhouse?
Yeah. You know, we switch it up every now and then, pick different steakhouses. But, yeah, we get together as a group just to build that camaraderie and brotherhood. And that's, you know, have a Hot Boys dinner.
Who eats the most steak? Who eats the biggest steak?
Oh,
got to be Nick Martin.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of guys can eat. I'll say that. A lot of guys can eat.
How do they divvy up who pays? I mean, how does that work? I mean, I know the rookies usually get stuck with it, but how does that work? Do you guys talk ahead of time saying we're giving it to this guy? How does that work?
Yeah. Everybody has a turn throughout the year. You know, we have a certain amount of games. Everybody, you know, picks a week that they basically pay for all the food.
Well, let's get to what we want to talk about. Let's talk about the Hot Boys and how well that defensive line is playing right now.
I feel like we just scratching the surface. I feel like once we get everybody back healthy, I feel like everybody will be able to see us at our best. I mean, we're playing great. The way we practice and Coach Martinelli, you know, pushes every weekend, I feel like we'll always come ready to play.
And you personally, how satisfying it is for you to be playing as well as you after some criticism last year and coming in as a rookie, but you look every bit of the number one pick everybody expects you to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's patience and basically trusting the process. I mean, definitely it was hard to go through what hard at first last year, not, you know, hitting the stride as fast as I wanted to, but I seen it all come to stride at the end, and then I basically tried to, you know, carry it over into this year. Now something I was able to do, but, you know, being able to have two great players like Tyrone and D-Law, you know, teaching me and bringing me along was definitely a blessing. You know, coming into that, and like I said, that's why this is really a brotherhood.
Talk about their relationship with D-Law. I mean, obviously he's blossomed himself. He had a slow start to his career, and so he can certainly speak to what you were going through, and he's blossomed to one of the top defensive ends in pro football. But, you know, that's your guy. I mean, your locker's right next to him. Y'all follow each other all training camp. Y'all swag out together. I don't know if you guys named Hot Boys together, but just talk about their relationship and what he means to you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was something that we built last year towards the end. Once I switched over to that left side and I was behind him, you know, I was, you know, trying to learn everything. And basically just seeing him and do the great things that he was able to do, I was able to, you know, I basically wanted to replicate that. And just seeing, you know, it was a process for him, too. You know, it wasn't like he, you know, it was hard for him at first, and he was able to hit a stride. So I basically wanted to learn up under him and see, you know, what he was doing. And he was able to do that. And like I said, he took, you know, took me under his wing and basically taught me, you know, different things that, you know, that worked for him. And, you know, we tease each other, but we also push each other. You know, we talk trash 24/7 just to see who can do the best this, who looks good here, who looks good there, you know, who can get to the quarterback first type deal. And that's what, you know, pushes us to be, you know, great. And I think a testimony to him is just the fact that he's never satisfied. You know, he had a great year last year, but he's still, you know, still working just as hard as if, you know, he's looking for more. So that's just a testimony to his work ethic.
We're speaking with Taco Charlton, Cowboys defensive end here on 103.3 FM ESPN Game Night. It's Clarence Hill Jr. and Mark Elfenbein. And because of you and DeMarcus Lawrence's, I mean, he's there and you're getting there, if not already there. What is it about his game, or what did you notice from him that you go, ah, okay, I got that. I need to start doing that. That's going to take me to the next level.
You know, he just plays hard. I mean, and the way his hand uses on this pass rush, so he's able to, you know, use his hands great, and that's the big thing about being a pass rusher, has been able to use your hands.
What's the big area that you've grown in from last year this year?
I'm really just comfortability. You know, I feel comfortable out there. You know, the game's slowing down, and everything is starting to come to me. And just been able to be out there for a while and get my rhythm, too, just been able to play more and everything like that has definitely been a blessing.
You know, the thing about it is people don't understand that your best football is in front of you. You didn't really start till your senior year. So this is the first time you're getting a lot of time on task, time on the field. And so you have a lot of room to grow.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, my upside, I believe, was always going to be, you know, good, just because, you know, as like in college, as you know, more I play, the better I get, just because I learn so much more. So you know, that's kind of the upside. You know, I believe I'll have in the, you know, NFL too. Each year I'll continue to get better and better, you know, until I'm one of the better, you know, defensive ends in the NFL.
You mentioned DeMarcus Lawrence a lot. Of course, the two of you guys play defensive end. But talk a little bit about Tyrone Crawford and how he's gone from inside to outside to this to that, and he's really improved his game.
Oh, man, that's the OG. That's the big bro. And like I say, he always looks out. He teaches you so much. And like I said, without him, I'll definitely say the Hot Boys wouldn't run that smooth. He definitely makes, you know, the sell, you know, ship, and that's why he's the captain. And just a testimony of, you know, he'll do anything for the team, whether it's, you know, play in, play tackle, you know, somebody's down, he'll step in and play whatever you need him to play. And he does that, you know, a great job at it. He's very effective.
All right, I need to know the evolution of the 614 tattoo.
Oh, the 614?
644, I'm sorry.
I'm from Columbus, Ohio. The area code is 614. So I got it done, you know, at a tattoo shop in Columbus, Ohio, by a guy by the name of RJ. And like I said, it's, you know, being from Columbus is something that I've always carried with pride and always take that home, you know, and I always love my home city.
And you brought up Columbus. Columbus, Ohio, born and raised. Love Columbus. Love your city. But you went to Michigan. Let's talk about that, because there's a pretty big school in Columbus, Ohio that, you know, has a lot of pride.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up an Ohio State fan. I was born in Ohio State, you know, hospital and everything. But when it came to, you know, choosing where I wanted to go to school, I knew it had to be a business decision. And you know, I had to be more with the mind, not the heart. And I chose, you know, a school that I thought I would succeed at.
Now, the name Taco Charlton is one that, you know, catches a lot of people off guard. It's like, wow, what a wild name, Taco Charlton. But your buddy's got a worse name, Jake Butt.
My guy. like I said, we both have very unique names. It's just been funny. Also, we've been from rivalry high schools and everything like that. But I've been college roommates also for a little while. So, that's my guy, but like I said, he embraces it. You know, I always called him Booty, but he embraces it, and he, you know, he enjoys it.
And just like you embrace and enjoy Taco, can you tell the people who don't know how you got the nickname Taco?
My grandma gave me the name before I was born, so most people think like maybe you like tacos, that's why, stuff like that. But I really didn't have nothing to do with it. My grandma and mother came up with the name before I was born, and you know, I kind of just walked them into it, and that's, you know, that's all everybody's ever called me.
So how have you capitalized on it? I mean, you got commercials. I certainly do the taco dance celebration, handing out tacos on the field. What you got going?
I mean, I embrace it. I had an endorsement deal with Taco Bueno, a taco place out here in Texas and everything. So I enjoy that. We make commercials, pictures. But it's something, like I said, I've learned to, you know, enjoy and love having my name there, Taco.
I just want to know where Clarence Hill and I can go get the Taco Charlton.
I don't know if they got the actual taco name after me, but we definitely they had some deals for, you know, when I get a sack, you know, they might make the tacos less, 97 cents or whatever it may be, promotional stuff like that. But like I said, it was a fun deal and I enjoyed it. And like I said, it's always nice having free tacos.
Speaking of nicknames, you're the one who came up with the nickname Hot Boys. Can you talk about that and why you like it so much and how everybody's embraced it? It seems like it's taking off.
Oh, yeah. It was something I was trying to find an identity for, you know, D-Law. I felt like, you know, if we had an identity to play behind, it would give us a meaning to everybody, you know, play that much harder. And that's kind of, you know, I was bouncing off different nicknames and stuff like that for us to be. And eventually, you know, I kind of like the Hot Boys, you know. Back then, instead of taking over, and that's what I believe I wanted us to do is take over. And I'll, you know, live the life of a Hot Boy, live on the edge. You know, we got to, you know, create the pressure, stuff like that. Just have a certain attitude behind us, especially as a defensive line. And, you know, once we started playing with that attitude, you know, everybody kind of wanted to be, you know, a hot boy.
Now, speaking of that, everybody, Sean Lee wants to be a hot boy.
Sean Lee wants an invite.
I talked to Rob Marinelli today, and he said he's a hot boy. Did he have his hands right on the picture? Did Marinelli have his had the fingers right?
He actually did. I was surprised, but he actually knew what he was doing. He had fun doing it. So we enjoyed getting him to, you know, have him in the picture doing the same thing as us.
I mean, y'all made Jalen the hot boy, but Sean Lee kind of just bogarted his way in because he's the captain. He's general. Just bogarted his way in?
Yeah, I mean, we always said he was affiliated. So that was a big thing. He always said he wanted just to be a hot boy. And we was like, you know, when you a hot boy, everybody, you know, want to be one. We got to let everybody in. But, you know, Jalen got in early. You know, he used to go to D-line dinners and everything like that. So we walked him in. And, you know, he passed rushes with us and everything like that. So Jalen was the lucky non-D-lineman who got in.
Well, we got a chance to see you get a sack, and we saw the sack dance, and you were serving up tacos. But inquiring minds want to know, is it the crispy taco or the soft taco?
You know, I let them choose. That's a good thing about, you know, my taco truck coming.
Well, we got a guy here who's going to tell you what kind. Give him the taco. Chris Gross.
Extra, extra, extra crispy.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. But like I said, I let the guys choose, and we have fun doing it, and they enjoy it. You know, half the time I'll be trying to change it up, but they come to me always with their hands out looking for a taco.
I'm just waiting for Beasley to come over and try to put some hot sauce on it.
Hey, well,
the crazy thing is me and him, I talked plenty of times. I'm like, man, I'm going to walk up on the side, run to the sideline. You got to be waiting so I can get a...
get some sauce.
Get some sauce.
Well, hey, one tip from an OG myself. When you put the crunch on the quarterback, it got to be a crunchy taco.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's why you kind of get the hard, you know.
That hard shell.
Well, listen, Taco Charlton, keep up the great play. You got a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans very excited about what you're doing out there. The team is fired up about what the defense is playing. Love seeing the victory against the Giants. You got to go kick some butt against Seattle next week.
Get your big old ribeye, too, tonight.
All right, we'll do. Appreciate y'all having me.